listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Love One Discovery or Recovery Services. Welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. Thanks for coming back. If you're new to the series, this is part 2 of The Case for the Cure, so act accordingly.
Now I knew why Parker gave me 1,000 cans of tuna and the best in all-terrain apocalypse vehicles. The rules had changed, but no one knew what the new board game was. In the land of the blind, the one who can write the instruction manual is king. I decided to let Dr. Daniels go with me. It wasn't just because her offer of some leads. 2 weeks in the field is a long time. Having someone to help keep guard would be helpful. The preliminary background on her looked good. In her time looking for the cure, she had shown many times she knew how to handle herself around deadheads. Excuse me, chompers. You comfortable back there?
Yes, but why do I have to hide?
My employer may not like that I have a traveling buddy.
Well, I am not a fan of no one knowing that I am headed out.
You'll get used to it. Now lay low. We're pulling up to outtake. Morning, Ralph.
Holy oyster, Samwell. That's a nice ship box you're driving. I thought the deadhead finding business didn't pay that much anymore.
It doesn't. This is just a loaner for the job.
Headed anywhere interesting?
I might hit a library.
Really? My wife loves romance novels from before.
I can't say I blame her. Who doesn't like the romance of before?
How long should I record you'll be out?
The plan is 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Wow. No wonder the ride came with the job. Good luck.
See you on the flip.
Later, Agitator.
Can I come out?
Scared you'll miss the view?
Were you serious about going to a library?
I never joke about education.
Why a library?
Easiest place to find maps. It's always nice to have the lay of the land.
Makes sense.
Why don't you get some rest? You'll have to drive at some point. It would be a half-day driving if we could haul ass out in the open, but I plan to move a bit slower.
You don't seem like the flower-smelling type.
Only at funerals. As much as I appreciate this tin can, driving something with such obvious wealth behind it draws other kind of problems.
I will rest in a bit. I want to see what the world looks like. It's been years since I've left the free zone. I want to see if things have changed.
Most of the hordes have gone, but you can still get regular wanderers. When was the last time you were out?
The Battle of the Marauders.
Fancy scientists like you? Not your usual type of scene. What were you doing on that particular bloody Sunday?
We were doing a field test of something we had been working on. We thought we had an injection that, if taken before being bit, it would block the transformation. It didn't work. We lost a lot of people that day, and not just because of the battle, but some of our soldiers did silly things, made mistakes they wouldn't have normally done, because they didn't realize we were testing it, that it wasn't done, that we wouldn't know if it would work. Our false confidence made them dumb.
The scientific method ain't exactly an exact science anymore.
Neither are maps. Why are you not taking the highway?
Since there aren't as many deadheads anymore...
Again, please don't call them that. Call them lost ones. The infected. Diaspora. Outcast. The scattered. Call them anything but the D word.
Sorry. Since there aren't as many chompers anymore, it's easier to exist out in the world. If you're willing to have a somewhat slippery slope code of ethics. The authority would like people to think they ended the rule of the marauders, but... gangs still flourish in pockets. You remember the old pile-up at the Huntersville exit?
Yes. No one ever opened that up?
A gang calling themselves the One Percenters use that forever foobar bottleneck to make a toll gate.
A toll gate? That's brazen. What's the toll?
1% of whatever you're carrying. They claim it's low because they want repeat customers.
But we are not carrying anything.
It'd be hard to convince them that when driving this castle on wheels. The less questions, the better, especially considering the task at hand.
The more things change, the more they remain depressing as hell. What else do I need to know about the world these days?
Since the hordes are mostly gone, if you see a walker, it's easier to just hang in the shadow and let them lurch by.
But it's everyone's duty to silence them, to let them finally sleep.
I've done enough duty.
Duty doesn't end.
Neither do the dead. That ended the conversation for a while. By the time we got to the Hickory Library, I was wondering why we hadn't seen any chompers. Not seeing any was unnerving. Daniels, duty calls.
We're here? You think it's safe out there?
It's never safe anymore.
Fair enough. What do we need?
2 crowbars and a bag for Ralph's romance novels.
I thought they were for his wife.
Nah, don't let Ralph fool you. He's a tender-hearted member of the local Gestapo. First, we're going to do a lap around the whole building and see if it's locked up tight. I'll cover you. Try that door.
Yep, locked tight.
I like locked buildings. Less likely that we'll have any stumbling surprises inside waiting for us. How about that one?
Same thing. Locked.
It looks clear. Now we tap on the windows to see if anything inside gets stirred up. If so, then back to the shit tank. I think we're in the clear. Now the fun part. You good with that crowbar, or shall I?
Neither of you ignoramuses better touch my door with that crowbar.
Who said that?
I did. I'm talking through the book drop-off, down here. See the business end of my shotgun sticking out? State your business.
We're looking for some local maps. We can barter.
Ain't got no need for barter. Move along.
Please, ma'am, help us. We are tracking down a possible cure.
You still believe there's a cure? Well, then you must be harmless. Hold on, I'll let you in. Give me a second.
I'm not sure I trust her.
You should always trust your local librarian.
Now, come on in. As a courtesy, I would ask you to put your weapons on the counter. I can guarantee the building is clear.
You putting your broomstick beside ours?
Nope.
That doesn't seem courteous.
It's the price of admission. This is a rather exclusive little book club I run here. Care to join me in the reading section?
Nice little library. Reminds me of Alexandria.
That reminds me. No smoking. Now tell me about this cure.
Rumors is all.
It's more than rumors. The authorities at the Free Zone think someone might have figured out a cure in this area. We were sent to investigate. That's why we need the maps.
You work for the authority?
No. Somebody else sent us.
You're looking for Frank McCormick.
How do you know that?
If anyone had found a cure, which I doubt, then he would have his finger in it. Nothing happens around here without his say-so.
You know him?
We've met. He lets me stay here, keeps me supplied. In return, I watch over this place, shepherd the books, occasionally look the history of places up for him.
Sounds cozy.
Even a man as short-sighted as McCormick sees the value of having a local repository of knowledge around.
He sounds like a real pillar of the community.
I didn't say that.
Can we see your maps?
I don't have any.
Why not?
McCormick took them all, long ago.
Why did you let us in?
Well, it gets a little lonely in here. Plus, there's something going on out there, and you two looked interesting. I do trade in knowledge, after all. How about you tell me something new, and then I'll tell you something new?
I feel like we just told you the new news.
Fair enough. The other reason I thought you might be looking for McCormick is his men have been doing weird things lately. Something's changed for them. I'm willing to tell you where they are.
I'm not sure I trust you. Didn't you just say that you were in McCormick's employ?
I said he lets me exist here in exchange for favors. You're getting the same deal. If he has found a cure, he has to share that. He can't hoard it and slowly deal it out like he does everything else.
Exactly. I believe you.
I always trust your local librarian. McCormick's main storehouses are off the old 321 to Boone. He uses all the old furniture factories as an elaborate shell game. Only his guards and drivers are allowed in any of them. What else you want?
You got any romance novels?
We never told each other our names.
Let's keep it that way.
Agreed.
Thanks for being so generous with the librarian. I'm glad we could help her.
I am generous with everything but ammunition, Dr. Daniels.
Everything but ammunition. And what's going on in that brain of yours? What's the plan?
First, we find a place to park this rolling advertisement. That place will be our backup camp, a place for us to retreat to if we get split up.
You got a place in mind?
There's a muffler shop in an old strip mall I've used before. The emptiness of a parking lot gives me comfort.
And after that?
We find something to drive that's a little more inconspicuous. Then we go for a nice Sunday drive-by up the 321.
What's our story?
You want to be lovers or siblings?
Doesn't matter to me, just as long as we're not both.
The drive-by was fruitful. It seems McCormick had spent a lot of time cleaning 321 of all its baggage. His men ran a couple of checkpoints. Daniels and I claimed we were going to her childhood home to get the old family Bible, one of my favorite falsehoods. McCormick wasn't keeping his main base of operations a secret. His people all wore an armband with the letters MC sewed in. Dr. Daniels found this a little disturbing. At least their uniforms weren't dried blood. McCormick's compound was wrapped up tighter than a tamale. It was tricky to find a place to stake out from. I ended up having to use a telescope from a tall building from farther away than I liked. But a safe view is always the best view. Chompers, come out to play, yay. Looks clear. This might be perfect.
What can you even see from here?
Not much, but it's a start. We can track how many vehicles are coming and going and how far they patrol around their perimeter. All information that's useful to both us and my esteemed employer. You good with a telescope?
Better with a microscope, but I have looked at a few stars in my day.
People still do that?
Just us zealots.
Stars won't be bad from here either. Let's finish cleaning the floor upstairs.
If we're going to check it for lost ones anyway, why not just use the top floor?
I like having two directions to run. Plus, an operation like this will have some sharp eyes checking these buildings. But with this much lost sheep to cover, I bet they only check the top floor and skip the rest.
You know all the stalker tricks, don't you?
Snooping was my first Cub Scout badge. Here, take this cowbell.
I resent the implication.
Cowbell's not for you, sweetheart. It's for the chompers. They're not discerning musical connoisseurs. If we hear rustling above us, then buck it. We head down and out. Plenty of other six-story buildings to pick from.
How do we know they won't come up from below us?
That's why we took so much time clearing the first two floors. No chomps below to hear us.
Okay. Sounds clear to me.
Give it a little more cowbell. More cowbell.
That's a lot of cowbell.
What can I say? I'm a traditionalist.
You ready?
Yep.
Get the door.
Looks clear.
How many stakeouts like this you done?
A career's worth.
Do you ever get bored watching people?
Only when they're boring.
Do you like the long intervals?
Ain't a question about liking it.
I know you don't do it for fun, but do you like it? When you just have to wait and watch someone? You can just let your mind wander, but you're still doing something. Kind of like washing test tubes.
Never really considered it, but yes, I like it. It's good to just sit and think.
Few people have that luxury in these modern times.
Like I said, I'm a traditionalist. Okay, here's the fifth floor. I'm going to knock and listen again for any rustlers. After that, I'll open the door and then you...
I know. More cowbell.
Here's to you, kid.
Lost one on the right, but looks like only one.
Give it a second. Let's see if he's got any broskies.
Poor guy. No Valentines. Looks like it's just him. You want to do the honors or should I?
You volunteering?
I don't mind. I would appreciate some backup. You mind if I put this cowbell down for something a little more useful?
I like how you carry a tune.
Distract him.
Hello, big boy. You like show tunes?
Rest well, friend.
Nice cut. Throw me the cowbell. Thanks. Looks clear. Wait a minute, behind you, all two of them.
Got him.
Sliced and diced. Let me get the door.
Thanks. Building's clear, right?
Right.
I like how you work in situations.
Right, back at you, Dr. Daniels.
Next steps?
We make camp two floors down. I'll do the first shift. After 4 hours, I'll wake you up and we switch. Get some shut-eye. I was prepared to stay in our perfect little hideaway for 2 weeks. That would provide more than enough information for my employer. But sometimes you got to improvise, especially when traveling with someone you met in a bar, no matter what their degree.
Look, there comes one of them now.
You have been listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Love One Discovery or Recovery Services. Tune in to episode 3 when they just sit in a bloody building talking for the whole episode. But oh, the things they see. Samuel Siff was played by Kevin Patterson. CeCe Daniels by Lauren Spano. Ralph by Nick Shaner. Alex by Kylie Edson. Written and produced by Kevin Patterson. Sound engineering by Adrian Parrish. Intro beats by Space Baby. Recording and sound design by Lost Frequency Audio Lab. This podcast series is a Stationary Hobo production. Thank you, and see you all in the future.